Okay. There we go. How about Tom? You with us?
Morning, gentlemen.
Yes, morning. Good morning. How are you?
Well, as you know, I've fallen on hard times.
Mm-hmm. That's what we understand.
Having to sell a few sports teams, among other things. I've also had to sell the bones of King Arthur.
You had those?
And some of my other most prized possessions, my rainbow-colored Pegasus, already out the door. My stable of Komodo dragons, crown of thorns, the femur of Zeus.
Now, maybe that's why the Rangers are cash-strapped, since you've spent money on all these exotic items.
When I was flush, I had to take unusual things just to kind of get a thrill out of shopping, and even had to sell probably my most prized possession, which is a jar containing the urine of Jabber the Wong. I'm consoled by the fact that I still own and love the stuffed body of Amelia Earhart.
Oh, my God.
The chalice of eternal life itself. So.
Well, your collection is more exotic than I ever even thought.
It's exactly how I remember it.
Of course, you guys know I've been trying to put together several ownership groups.
Yes.
I originally tried to sell the Rangers to Scientologist. A lot of people grumbled about that, but one of the stumbling blocks in trying to put together a deal is that nobody wants to take on the manager, Ron Washington.
Oh, that's not true. I find that hard to believe.
A lot of people are simply uncomfortable around homeless people, and I understand that.
He's not homeless. That's ridiculous.
In fact, I was showing Dennis Gilbert the owner's parking space, and he was put off by the fact we had to scrunch off the temporary structure that Ron had erected there.
It's horrible.
He was living in a refrigerator box there on the spot. There was the box, and, next to a pile of dirty clothes, and little bits of string and stuff that Ron collects. Ron's wait to do this every week or so. Find out where he's building and knock it down.
Why do you keep chasing him all over the ballpark?
That's a health code thing. Anything else. It's nice work for the team. But Ron's kind of like a pigeon. No matter how many times you destroy his nest, he'll rebuild.
Gosh.
Speaking of pigeons, Ron is always roasting them on a shopping cart grate. The smell is very distracting during batting practice.
All right, that stuff sounds made up. Are you really going to have the team sold here in the next couple of days, do you think?
Well, George, I'm going to have to. I think that we've got to push this thing through, and I look forward to selling it and getting full cash, because a lot of people are wondering where my money went. Well, you saw that Mac Brown got a raise, so that's part of my money there. And I've been spending a lot on billionaire eBay. It's one of my favorite websites.
Never heard of that.
Special one for billionaires, George. Perfect. Currently, I'm the high bidder for the Shroud of Turin.
I thought you didn't have any money.
But I use it as a picnic blanket.
Gosh.
I just hope I don't get sniped like I did for the combined lot of the True Cross and Lee Harvey Oswald's Blockbuster card.
Okay. I think you got taken on that one.
Also, I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
I too made love to Tiger Woods.
Oh, no.
And I want to be known now as the 12th woman.
Okay.
He's a very, very aggressive and decisive lovemaker. And I enjoyed it immensely, but now I need the money, so I'm selling the story to the Enquirer. So.
Oh, okay. No. Well, you are desperate for money.
I have to go now and get my infusion of virgin blood, so that ought to keep me alive for 6 more weeks.
Okay. Good
All
luck.
All right, Mr. Hicks.
So long, George.
Bye.
I love you.
Yeah. There's the fake Tom Hicks for you here on the Dunham Miller Show. It is 8:47 here on Sports Radio 3.